toxic power rising risk? Lebanon runs on generators, but that dependence could be sparking a serious health crisis. With rolling blackouts and a battered electricity grid, most homes, businesses, and even hospitals depend on diesel-powered backup machines, not as an exception, but as the rule. Now, new research at the American University of Beirut suggests that the constant hum of power needed to run lights and air conditioning may be fueling something else, one of the highest bladder cancer rates in the world. Bladder cancer represents 13 to 16% of all cancer cases in Lebanese males, higher than lung cancer in some years, says Dr. Hassan Daini, associate professor at AUB's Faculty of Health Sciences. That's unusual. Normally, lung cancer comes first. This suggests it's not just smoking driving the trend. There are other environmental or genetic factors at play. According to the Lebanese National Cancer Registry, between 2012 and 2020, the incidence for males ranged from 20 to 28 cases per 100,000, and for females, 5 to 7. Newer studies suggest Lebanon may now be closer to 40 cases per 100,000 for males and 9 per 100,000 for females, putting it at the very top globally. That staggering number prompted Dr. Daini to launch a multi-phase study, recently investigating the role of diesel generators in these cases. In this latest study, his team collected particulate matter from two mid-sized generators in Beirut and Mount Lebanon. The findings were troubling. Most of the particles we captured are in the quasi-ultrafine category, less than 0.33 microns in diameter, Dr. Daini explains. That means they're small enough to not only reach deep into the lung, but also cross into the bloodstream and travel to distant organs. That's alarming, and suggests these particles could be responsible for diseases in other organs beyond the lung. The chemical composition was equally concerning, since the particles contained heavy metals, mutagenic substances, and toxicants officially classified as carcinogenic by WHO and the U.S. National Toxicology Program. These included chemicals known to both initiate and promote cancer, disrupt hormones, and affect reproductive health. Lebanon has an estimated 35,000 generators, with 8,000 to 10,000 of those located in Beirut. A recent survey in the affluent neighborhood of Ras Beirut found roughly one generator for every two buildings. We're not saying yet that they cause bladder cancer, Dr. Daini cautions. What we are saying is that these particles can cause cancer and are small enough to circulate through the body, and that's why we are investigating a possible link. The second phase of his study tested the particles on three-dimensional lab-grown bladder cells called spheroids. Initial results, still being studied, identified the dose levels where cell growth and viability begin to decline, paving the way for longer-term studies. The third phase, already underway, exposes these cells to diesel particulates over months to assess how DNA is altered at both the genetic and epigenetic level. What makes Lebanon's bladder cancer cases even more troubling is genetics. In previous studies, Dr. Daini discovered that Lebanese people, including Lebanese Americans in Michigan, carry a genetic trait that may predispose them to bladder cancer at higher frequencies than other populations. It's a perfect storm of a population with highly prevalent genetic predisposition, extremely high environmental exposure, and already high incidence rates off the charts, he says. My fear in Lebanon is that if widespread generator use continues for a few more years, the chronic exposure to these toxicants will have a tremendous impact on the country's epidemiology. So what's the solution? As a former senior advisor to Lebanon's Ministry of Environment, Dr. Daini helped draft guidelines requiring generator operators to install diesel particulate filters and catalytic converters, a simple and quick fix. The technology exists, specifications are available, and costs can be passed on to end users without being overwhelming, he notes. This could be implemented within weeks. But ultimately, he believes the answer lies in investing in clean energy, such as natural gas, solar, wind, and hydropower, resources Lebanon already possesses but has yet to fully utilize. And while diesel generators may not power daily life in North America, Dr. Daini stresses that his research matters well beyond Lebanon's borders. Studying this may help us understand the disease's etiology and mechanisms more clearly, he says. That knowledge can then be applied to other populations and exposures, for example, other pollutants or carcinogens common in North America. In other words, what's unfolding in Lebanon could help reveal how environmental exposures and genetic factors interact to trigger cancers everywhere. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.